against going into pathology as a sort of long-term career prospect. One of the other physicians at Dollis Hill, a chap called Alec Wingfield, he's suggested to me that I needed to get a higher qualification, and this I really not thought about at all. And he suggested that I applied for a job at another hospital where he worked, which was the Siemens Hospital in Greenwich. And I applied for that house job, and I got it. And that, too, was a very interesting job. And later on, when I became a consultant, I discovered that I was the only consultant in Reading who had actually treated leprosy and had actually had to cope with cerebral malaria, and actually knew a bit about intestinal worms. Not that that was the consultant post that I attained, but it was quite interesting to find that that bit of experience had brought me into an area of knowledge that wasn't commonplace. Anyway, I did that job, and I then went to the Willesden General Hospital as medical registrar. When I finished my 2 years there, again, I was working for Alec Wingfield, and he, I think there's no doubt at all, he manoeuvred me into a registrar post at the Middlesex Hospital, at the Middlesex Hospital and at the Arthur Stanley Institute, the Arthur Stanley Institute for Rheumatic Diseases. I hadn't wanted to do rheumatism at all, but I found it absolutely incredibly intriguing, and I found that the patients were the most long-suffering in many senses, and people who were so rewarding to try and help that within a very short while I had become completely converted to the idea of working as a rheumatologist as my life's career, which indeed I did, and it was, from my point of view, a very, very happy career choice. But I came into it entirely by chance, entirely by chance.